Log Talk Radio. All right,
pack your lines.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Beamer Distributors Blog Talk Show. This is your show. It's designed for all Beamer distributors across the country to provide you with the latest information, training, and current events. It's a live, interactive show where we value your participation. Just hit one on your phone and we'll open your line so you can ask questions and share information and testimonials. You'll hear from individuals who are experiencing amazing results in their business and with the use of their Beamer. But remember, this information of Beamer technology is not designed to diagnose, treat, or cure any disease or ailment. These testimonials have not been evaluated or reviewed by the FDA. This call is for education only, and no medical or income claims are intended. This call is not put on by Beamer USA. It's just us, a group of independent Beamer distributors all helping one another. So grab a pen and paper, listen carefully, and get ready to learn and share. Stay tuned. The show is about to begin.
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio with Peg and Mike. So I had a lot of difficulty getting in. As a matter of fact, I could not get in. Called Mark. I'm on a three-way call with Mark to host the show. So good morning, good afternoon. Thank you for hanging in there. And I know we're going to have a great show. And I'm looking to see if Mike Maley is on the line. He's going to be my co-host today. I don't see him yet. So I'll just share a little bit of my testimonial. I was introduced to Beamer 5 years ago, and originally I had an achy hip. And I was introduced to Beamer by Mark. He had been in the health and wellness business for, 30 years by then. And he was so excited about this product. And at the time, I was having a birthday party for my 90-year-old mom and my four brothers and wives, and everyone was here. And he wanted to come over and demonstrate the Beamer. And I was thinking, well, maybe this is not a good time. Let me check with my brothers. So I just said, anybody want to lie on a mat and improve their circulation by 30%? And they all said, yeah, tell him to come on over. So he came over and everybody got on the Beamer. And whenever you Beamer a big group, someone always has a miraculous experience. I had an achy hip, and so I had a slightly less achy hip afterwards. But my gut feel was that this is a really, really good thing for the long haul, for me, for my husband, for my family members. And I watched a 35-minute science video and signed up. So I know a lot of people are like that, where they don't even see it. Recently, I've signed up people who they've never seen it. They haven't looked at any information. They just buy it, which is really kind of cool. So I was, one of those people that I love to meet now, where they just make a decision and stick with it. So over the years, just an amazing device. Everything that seems to come up, it's always helpful for. I was playing tennis in the winter and fell on my knee at a full run. Started swelling up, and I got home immediately and put the B spot on it, and it helped that. So anything that has to do with circulation and stuff comes up over the years, it's always been helpful for. So I don't see Mike on the line, but Mark, are you there?
I am. I'm happy to help out.
Okay, great. Well, you can be the co-host today.
All right, yay.
So why don't you tell us your Beamer testimonial?
Okay.
The rules.
A few months prior to introducing you to it, Rick Roundtree introduced it to me, and I owned a nutrition store. I ate organic. I worked out. I thought I was doing everything just great, but I did have an issue with what's called tennis elbow in my right elbow, and tried the Beamer, got significant relief, and after I bought the Beamer, 6 weeks later, my body was able to heal itself, and it never came back. And I said, wait a minute, I had impaired blood flow at age 50, and I didn't even know it. My body could not heal itself sufficiently until I had the Beamer, which increased blood flow, and then it did. And over the past 5.5 years, it has helped me tremendously. Just recently, 2 months ago, I severely tore my shoulder. And normally, I'd go to the doctor, get it x-rayed, get injections and medication, all that, hold ice. I did none of that. I just Beamered myself 3 times a day. And you know what? In 2 weeks, it was probably 90% better. Less than 2 months later, I was back in the gym doing shoulder and chest workout. And it's absolutely miraculous. So if you want to live a higher quality of life, heal faster. And it's just kind of resetting the clock. The root cause of degenerative disease, for most part, is impaired blood flow. So think back 10 years, 20 years, 30 years, 40 years to how you used to feel and sleep and energy levels and heal. And you can kind of go back to that when you deal with the blood flow issues in your life. And it's just fantastic.
Yes. Yep. Yep. Thank you, Mark. That's a great testimonial. So now I'm going to read the rules of engagement. We play by the rules. And so while I'm speaking, go ahead and press one on the phone and get in the queue. So don't be shy. Just press one. You know, before I hosted Blog Talk, I never pressed one. I would listen to other people's testimonials, and I always felt like, oh, mine is not that big. But they all add to the community. They all help. We're all part of the Beamer family. So don't be shy. Go ahead and press one while I read the rules. So you're going to call in, and you're just going to give your brief, compliant, personal testimonial. That means it's going to be about you, not about your husband, your wife, your children, your cousins, just about you, just your own testimonial and how you've used this amazing technology and how it's changed your life. And as you know, the number is 515-605-9877. And then we also have another number if that's busy, and that number is 323-642-1520. And go ahead and press 1 to get into the queue. And so what does compliant mean? So compliant means we're not going to mention any disease names. A lot of people don't know disease names either. Oh, I just got a text from Mike. Oh, he says he couldn't get on. Now he is on. Yay. So awesome. So no mention of disease. A lot of times people will say they have this disease, and, you know, most of us have no idea what that even means. So go ahead and press 1. No drug names. So we're not going to use any names of the drugs that you're using. We're not going to use words like pain or cured or treatment. Those words are for doctors, and we're not diagnosing, treating, or curing any diseases. We're doing Beamer sessions. And then, of course, we're not going to give our own protocols either. We just use the Beamer basic plan. So Mike Malley says he's on. So, Mark, can you go down and look for a 678 number and see if we can get Mike on? Mike, go ahead and press 1. Oh, I see him. He's 678-516-3198. Can you add him in, Mark?
Okay, here we go. 678-516-3198.
Yep, I think that's it.
He is unmuted.
Great.
I'm here. Hello, everybody.
Mike. Yeah, welcome to Blog Talk, Mike. Thank you for co-hosting. Yeah, it wouldn't take my PIN number. Was that the issue you had?
Yes. And then I tried to sign on as host, and it said there's already a host on, so you were in by then.
Yeah, Mark is in, and I'm on a three-way call.
It's called tri-hosting.
Yes.
So, Mike, go ahead and give us your compliant testimonial. We went through the rules. We're asking everybody to press one. So go ahead and give us your most recent compliant testimonial.
Well, thanks, Peg, and thanks, Mark. I have had my Beamer for 4 years this month. I love it. We never thought we'd be doing something twice a day, every day of our lives, but for great health and feeling good and having energy, we all do that. I couldn't live without it, and I don't plan to. I'm very healthy, fortunately, and don't take any medications, but I feel good every day. I know the Beamer is helping me because when I do have a little discomfort in my fingers from age or just maybe being a little tired, when you have a Beamer session, you just instantly feel rejuvenated, if not instantly, within a few minutes. And my basic testimony is that as we age and we get into our later years, our senior years, don't we want those years to be better and to feel good and feel better than to feel less good or feel like we're going downhill? That's what the Beamer does for me at this stage in my life, and I love it, and I love being on Blog Talk. Press 1 if we want to hear your testimony. So press 1, get in the queue, no matter whether it's a minor testimony, everyone that has a Beamer has some positive thing to say about it, and we want to hear yours. So we welcome you today, and it's great to be try hosting with you guys.
Not sure what happened, but I can't hear anybody.
I can hear you, Mark. Peg, can you hear? Mark, can you hear me? Mark and Peg, can you hear me? Well, we seem to be having some technical difficulty. Those of you on the line, and we do have some callers in, press 1 in the queue if you'd like to give your testimony. This is Mike Malley in Atlanta, and we do have some technical issues, but I'd love to have someone speak up by pressing 1 to see if we are online live. You're live on Blog Talk.
Hi, this is Karen.
Hi, Karen.
Can you hear me? Hi.
Yes.
Yeah, I used to have like dizziness when I was driving on the highway, like because I have a tick-borne illness, and that went away soon after I started using the Beamer.
Awesome.
Yeah.
How long have you had your Beamer, Karen?
About 2.5 years.
And
I noticed I'm a lot more energy, and I don't have the aches and that I used to have in my neck and shoulders. I would have to get a massage before I could sleep at night for my husband, and he didn't have to do that anymore soon after I started using the Beamer.
Well, that's a great testimony. You know, the energy, I think all of us feel a little bit or a lot more energy, but even if it's a little bit, it just changes your day, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. Makes you happier, too.
It makes you happier. Well, Karen, thank you for calling in.
You're welcome.
We appreciate your being here. Thank you. Let's now go to area 770-364. You're live on Blog Talk.
Hey, Mike. It's Mary Lou.
Hey, Mary Lou.
Hey, how are you? Hey,
good.
I've had my Beamer for about 2.5, close to 3 years, and I know it's helping. I don't take any medications anymore. Never took many. I only took 2, one for blood pressure and one for anxiety, I guess you could say. But I've had a couple of things that have really shown me that the Beamer helps. And one was just a week ago when I was rushing around in the kitchen and I fell on the floor. And I mean, I really fell. My husband didn't think I was going to be able to get up. I had no problem getting up. Okay. And I should have been so... I shouldn't have been able to get out of bed the next morning, but I got up the next morning, nothing. I didn't have one trace. I didn't even remember I fell. My husband asked me how I was, and I said, why? So to me, I mean, that's the power of the Beamer, but I don't think we realize how much it does for us. We just don't know it's doing it.
You're right, Mary Lou. It's amazing. Peg, you're back on now. Did you hear Mary Lou's testimony?
I did, and it's just so true. It's like when I fell on the tennis court and, oh my God, running full blast, and you know how it is when you're close to 70 and running and fall, it's not a pretty sight. And went home, put the B-spot on it, and really by the next day, didn't even know what happened, back out playing tennis again. So I know it does so much, but we take it so for granted until something happens, right? Or we see how our friends are moving compared to how we're moving if they're not on Beamer. It just does an awful lot. We just kind of take for granted. Like all of a sudden you notice that oh, by the way, when I'm my feet, the bottoms of my feet don't hurt anymore. It's like you forget that they did hurt at one point and hurt for years, right? So
yes.
Just things like that. Yes, great testimonial, Mary Lou. And thank you for hosting, Mike. We've had some issues today.
Well, Mary Lou, thanks for being on with us. We enjoy your testimony. Let's now go to area 434-996. You're live on Blog Talk. Welcome.
Hello, guys, and thank you so much for hanging in there with Blog Talk and the testimonials. This is Anne from Virginia. I've had my Beamer over 5 years now, and you're right. You tend to forget how you used to feel pre-Beamer. And I've had several testimonies, you know, that I've given over the years, but as you're speaking, I'm remembering, oh, that's right. Pre-Beamer, I had the thing going on with the legs that I used to call heebie-jeebies in my legs, and I think most of you know what that is. And I suffered with
that's
that
a medical
for
term.
Years. Oh, it's a medical term. Okay. You know how you feel when you just want to crawl out of your skin? I had suffered that for many, many years. My husband used to have to massage my legs at night because I literally wanted to crawl out of my skin. And I'm sitting here thinking, oh, my gosh. I have not had an episode, and I don't remember. It must be years. And so that is wiped out of my life, and that is huge. There's been a lot of things that Beamer has helped me with and helped my body to resolve on its own, and I'm so grateful for that. You know, and then you're talking about falling. I'm 64 years old. I'm cleaning out the closet. I'm getting stuff up on a ladder. And of course, yes, the lights go out. Everything goes dark. I forget about the box in front of the door. I end up on my wrist. All my weight goes on my left wrist. And I thought, oh boy, I've done it now. And I put that spot on there. And then I put the pad, wrapped the pad around there. And the next morning, I really expected bruising. I had no swelling and I had no bruising, and it was really a hard fall, and my wrist did hurt a lot, and I expected swelling right away. And putting that spot on there, putting that pad on there, I do believe kept the swelling from coming in. It's just the things that come up, it's like almost like having the medicine cabinet, the physician in the closet. I know we're not supposed to self-diagnose. We do know our doctor. We do need our doctors. But those little incidents that happen, I feel so grateful that I have the Beamer to run to. So that's mine for today.
And that's wonderful. And that's what Mary Lou just said when she fell. Now, I guess we can't always plan in the future when we fall never to have any repercussions from it, but the Beamer helps so much with reducing that inflammation and helping with any discomfort that we have in our lives. And thank you for being on this morning. We enjoyed having you.
Thank you. It really is one of the best investments my husband and I have ever made. We've never looked back.
Amen. Thank you, Ann. Let's go to area code 386-238. You're live on Blog Talk.
Hi, this is Wanda in Daytona. I just called in to let you know I could hear everything. So,
oh, well, thank
you. I'm doing great. My husband says you haven't fallen until you've fallen down a mountain. But I can't give you his
testimony.
That's
the fall.
That's the fall.
That's the fall.
Okay, I'll get off so someone else can call in.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Wanda. We have to have Wanda's husband call in and tell us about falling down the mountain. Now, that would be a fall.
That's right.
That was probably.
Is Mark 704-650, Peg?
No, that's me.
Okay, you're right. Let's go to area code 515-205. You're live on Blog Talk. Welcome.
Hello there. Hey, Steve from Iowa. How is your day going?
Good, Steve.
Great.
How are you?
Hey, you know, I did live radio advertising, live spots, and I tell you what, whenever something messes up or something, you just got to roll with it because they always told me, well, that's live radio, so you just roll with it. So, you know, you just go with the good and go with the bad, guys.
Thanks for commiserating with it. How long have you had your beamer, Steve?
I've had mine for two and a half years, coming up on 3 years real shortly here. And I got to tell you, my recent went to the optometrist, and he's been working with my eyes, and he finally said, he says, well, I don't know what you're doing, but he goes, I've never got your one eye, your left eye, your lazy eye to ever get to this level. And so I'm still wearing glasses, but haven't had improvement. But, you know, when I think back about things, you know, the previous lady there was talking about forgetting about things that we were dealing with. Well, I kind of look at Beamer as like it's a maintenance program. So we do our 8 minutes in the morning, 8 minutes in the evening, and we continue to do that. The more I continue to do it, and do the sleep at night, and I've been doing that consistently now for 2.5, almost 3 years. If you're maintaining your body like I am, and then I have a little owie that comes up, or, you know, I mean, last Mother's Day I got hit by a truck, literally. The guy backed and hit me and knocked me on the ground. But, you know, I got to tell you, I recovered quickly. I mean, I didn't leave a mark on me. I came home, I was aching a little bit, but I used my Beamer in certain areas that I had aches in, and it's, I think, the maintenance part of it. You know, I'd be keep maintaining. Well, the blood's already flowing, you keep it going good, and then when you have a problem, you go to that one problem, and I think it just accelerates if you're working on one area much easier, much quicker. I don't know. Makes sense to me.
Yes, makes sense to you. Like, I think the same thing. It's like the effects are cumulative. And we even see, like, in that study where it shows day one, day two, day three, and it shows, you know, the first day was like about 10%, then 15%, and then up to 30%. So, and as we just continue to use it, you're right, and then something happens, and we get some extra circulation on that particular spot, and life is good. Yeah, I agree. It's cumulative, and it's amazing. I mean, I've had my machine for 5 years. And without an issue. I mean, and these are electronics, you know? I mean, it's just amazing that they're just built. They're built sturdy. They're built to last. I'm using it every single day, twice a day, and then several times a week, the sleep program. I should actually check the set button and see what kind of mileage I have on it by now. Good grief, I'm sure it's a lot. So, yes, I agree with you. It is cumulative. So back to you, Mike.
And, you
that's
know,
my 2 cents.
Peg, they not only last as long as you've had it, 5 years, but in Europe we know they're lasting 20, 22, 23 years. The Beamer is manufactured and assembled in Germany and Switzerland, and it is a marvelous piece of equipment. And any updates, if we own a Beamer, that we will ever have, the company will send us a flash drive to include those updates. So it's an investment. It's expensive,
yeah.
But if you factor 20, 30 years, very minor investment for the powerful remedial and benefits that it gives our body.
What you and Steve were talking about.
When you're talking about the durability of the Beamer, I did have an issue with my B set. It kept bringing an error up, and I got a hold of office on that, and they evaluated it. And less than 7 days, I had a brand new one sitting here, because obviously they destroy, they don't fix, they replace, and I had a brand new one here. And then I will tell you those 7 days that I didn't have my B set, I missed it. My wife even said, "You miss that, don't you?" I said, yeah, I do miss it. But, you know, taken care of claims too.
Yes, it's good to hear about our customer service. So actually, when I was in Florida this last time, I was playing tennis, and you know, you always get in discussion, "What do you do? What do you do?" And the one guy says he was a financial planner. I said, "Oh, that's nice." He goes, "What do you do?" And I said, "A holistic medical device that improves circulation." And he goes, Bema? He was German. Bema? And I go, yes. I said, how do you know Beamer? And he goes, I have one. I said, really? How long? He said, 17 years. I said,
nice.
Oh, my. I said, oh, my gosh. I said, wow, you must – I guess you heard about it in Germany. But anyway, I said, wow. I said, that's amazing. He said, still working, everything working fine? He goes, yes. He goes, you know, they're built to last for a lifetime, don't you? It's like, oh, okay. Yeah, great.
There's
just so funny.
An opportunity for everybody's brain, 17-year user.
Right, and I don't even know which model it was. I don't know if it was the original model or the second version. I mean, he has an old model. That's for sure.
That's
so,
still
but
working.
Anyway, so that thing, yeah, still working. Yeah. Yeah, so that was really,
well, Steve,
it was good to know. So,
thank you again.
Hey, yep. Thank you, guys. Great job.
Peg, as we're waiting for a couple of other testimonies, we do have time for a few more. If you're on the line, and we do have a lot of callers, press 1, and that puts you in the queue where we can identify you and open your line. We want to hear your testimony, too. And to add to what Steve and you were talking about, Peg, you know, Linda Brenner calls it the silent blessing. And we've all encountered people because we talk about Beamer. And we've encountered people who say, oh, I'm healthy. I don't need the Beamer. Well, Linda calls it the silent blessing because we don't know what's going on in our bodies. We don't know if we might wake up and have a problem or something going on with our body. But like Steve said, it is preventative. It's something that keeps our body in harmony. It keeps our blood flow at a higher level. And that's the amazing part of Beamer to me, is the silent blessing.
Before Beamer, we didn't feel our blood flow. And after Beamer, we don't feel our blood flow. But we know that it's working 100% of the time, 100% of the people. So, and to have that confidence and then the evidence by our good health. So true.
You know,
I'll
share with you a real brief story. Everyone who has a Beamer knows what the B-scan is. That's the little scanner that's attached to the back of the B-box. And I was Beamering in elderly person one time, probably my age, an elderly person, and she said, is that a Geiger counter? And only us seniors know what a Geiger counter is. I think it measures radiation. But, of course, the B-scan shows you that your Beamer's on and that the signal is working. And I thought that was funny because I had a Geiger counter.
Right, right, right. So I know, like, at our office, we put their Beamer, like, on a chaise lounge, right? So when I show people the field of the signal, I take that little scanner and go over top of them, and then I go underneath the chair and around. And so they can actually hear how strong or how light the signal is. So,
both sides.
Yeah, it's a very handy little device. So,
well, Peg, we have time for one or two more. Yeah, press 1, and let's hear your testimony. We still have quite a few people on the line, and we would love to hear how long have you had your Beamer? What are you feeling? If you're not feeling anything, and a lot of us don't feel anything, but we know our bodies are working better. We know we have about 30% more blood flow. When that happens, the cells, the individual cells in our body and the mitochondria are healing. And how great is that? That's just truly amazing what the Beamer can do for
us. Our bodies are miraculous. How about a traveling story? Does anybody have taking the Beamer on an airplane or a long car ride or a cruise? Does anybody have a Beamer traveling story? Press 1. We'd love to hear it.
Yeah.
So you might have a Beamer traveling story. Do you use it in the car or,
you know,
air travel?
I didn't think I did, Peg, but I do have one. I live in Atlanta. I grew up in Texas, And from Atlanta to Texas is about, depending on where you're going, 750 miles. I drove one time because I had to be in West Texas, 1,100 miles. And I usually break it up into 2 days. This was about 2 years ago. But we had an event I was attending, and I wanted to get there early. I literally drove 1,100 miles straight through, only stopping for gas and bathroom breaks. And I had the Beamer, of course, in the front seat. About every 3 hours, I'd have it wrapped around my waist or my back, sometimes putting it on my knees or legs. And I actually arrived thinking, I'm probably going to be very, very tired. And first of all, I was able to do it without feeling sleepy. I'll never forget that ride. I don't particularly care to do it again, but I did it. And I'm in my 70s. And it's amazing what our bodies can do when they're healthy and they're well fed. Oxygen and nutrients.
Right. So I took
Peg, that's a great suggestion. Press one if you want to tell us yours. Yeah, tell me yours, Peg.
Press one unless you want to hear Mike. Keep on chatting. So anyway, did we get? No, we didn't. So we were going to go to Australia and to New Zealand from South Carolina, which I didn't really want to go because it's a 20-hour flight. Would like to see Australia and New Zealand, but I didn't really want to do a 20-hour flight. That's a bear. Especially
that's
when you're squished in. Yeah, it's a long flight. Anyway, so I took the B-Sit with me, and I had never used it before. And so I'm thinking, I'm going to really need some energy. I put it, I did the 20 minutes on high, right? I was so wired. It's like, oh, my gosh.
Now,
so,
what
I
setting
mean,
did you put it on? Intensity.
Okay, I think we're not supposed to do protocols, but I put it on program 3. So words wise, don't do that. Anyway, oh my gosh, it was just like wow. I wanted to do calisthenics on the plane. I mean, it was just anyway. So yeah, very energizing. And then so I have a 9-hour car ride coming up. I'm going to be driving to West Melbourne. So I'm going to be taking the B pad with me in the car. I'm going to do like you did, Mike. I mean, because, like, for me, 3 hours is really about as long as I like to drive. You know, maybe 5, maybe 6. 9 is, like, a lot for me. So, anyway, I'm going to be using the B-pad, and I want to be energized when I get there. I'll be seeing family, and so I'm looking forward to using that, and I'm glad we have that because that is going to be helpful. So let's hear from somebody. Let's hear your travel story. We only have about 4 minutes left. We can close it out a little bit early if we need to, but I'm sure somebody's got a story. Just press one. Don't be shy. Like I said before, I hosted Blog Talk. I never pressed one.
I think we ought to have a door prize for the next person that presses one and gets in the queue. We ought to have a door prize.
I have a door prize. It's a highlighter. I have a highlighter I can send them. It's a little circle, and it's got, you know, five.
Peg, we have someone in the queue now.
All right. Yay.
386-238. You're live on Blog Talk.
Okay. This is Wanda back in Daytona Beach. I got my Beamer October 2015. Right after that, because my – oops, maybe on – right after that, my husband and I started doing storm recovery because he retired from the power company here in Florida. Could not have done that without the Beamer. But in doing that, we would get calls to head out. So I have driven literally from Daytona Beach to Dallas nonstop, cranking up the B-Sit every few minutes. I mean, not every few minutes, every few hours. And ended up getting there and going to work and working until crash time that night. And also I've done that from here to New Jersey nonstop. But we just retired. My husband's
Daytona
turning 90 years old,
Dallas,
August
Texas?
1st. Pardon?
You drove from Daytona to Dallas?
Absolutely, nonstop.
That's a long drive.
Well, in fact, doing this, I've learned to limit my water intake so I don't have to stop so often. But, yes, and, in fact, I beat the person that was my lead, our lead in getting there. I beat him to Dallas. So, because
wow.
we had to leave within the hour when we got that call. So, but I've done that to Summit, New Jersey, too, nonstop. But we just retired. Christmas was our last storm in New York. And so we're retiring and concentrating on Beamer.
That's awesome.
Well,
yeah.
That's great.
We used to call that the TWB Club, Teeny Weeny Bladder. So,
I must have a large one. But, every few hours I would crank it up, and I was good to go, and I was still alert. And, I've had times where I wanted to close my eyes, but I was afraid to,
mm-hmm.
So, anyway,
that's my
travel testimony for today.
Wanda, thank
Wanda,
you.
Wanda, thank you.
What's amazing
you,
about
yeah.
driving, what's amazing is when you are on a trip or a long trip and you're getting maybe feeling a little, gosh, I may need to pull over. I may need to get some coffee or something. And then you turn the Beamer on. You don't even notice that feeling goes away. You just
Absolutely.
Feel normal again. Right, Peg?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I've
yep.
left Daytona Beach traveling to North Carolina and having to pull over into a rest area and closing my eyes. So, times are different now with the Beamer.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Wanda, we're having to end the call shortly, but thank
okay.
you again.
Thank
you
all, too. Appreciate you.
You're welcome. Peg, it's been a lot of fun. It's been a challenge, but we made it through. We want to thank everybody who's been on this call because we've had a lot of callers who stuck with us, and it's always fun to co-host with you.
Yes, you too, Mike. It's always different. And just want to let everybody know that George Barnes is starting his fast track program with four on a team. So think about joining that. It's a great way to be accountable and to really get your Beamer business going. So I just want to tell everybody have a wonderful day and a wonderful week, and we'll see you next Tuesday on our Blog Talk Radio. Thank you, Mike.
Thank you, Peg, and thanks, everybody. Bye-bye.